Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Stephen King. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force, growthforce.com. Folks, he's got some amazing books that you need to take advantage of. I promise you, you will live the dream, and because you'll be a better financial manager of your business if you get to know what Steve King's organization can offer you. The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow and all the other books that help you with this. Folks, these are for CEOs. These aren't written for accountants. They're written for people who own and run businesses, right?
Yeah, they're written for the decision makers, but it's also for the people who advise those decision makers. Right. So if you're a trusted advisor, you want to read these as well.
But folks, it's plain English. Even I can understand them. So that tells you a lot. So okay, Steve, let's talk about the next level of making sure that you get the gross profit, is because you can't spend gross profit that you don't collect. You can calculate gross profit on a sale that you made, but it's just phantom gross profit until you actually collect that money. And that's one of the problems, is people don't realize sometimes they're not making a sale, they're making a loan. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there's a big difference between delivering services and sending out an invoice and money in the bank. And so, the first thing is, what causes cash flow problems, right? Well, all the stuff we just talked about in the earlier segment, not pricing your jobs right, is usually what causes profit, cash flow problems, you know? If you don't have gross profit, you're going to have cash flow problems. Now, assuming you've got that fixed, then you go out and you send the billing out to the customer. You want to make sure that you're following the best practices. And our CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow has 27 best practices. The single biggest thing that I find that's fascinating to me is, when a business owner waits till the end of the month to send out the bill, you need to send out the bill the day you finish the work. Mm-hmm. The second thing is the timing of when you get paid. If you study and focus on shortening the time between when you get paid from your client and when you have to pay payroll, mm-hmm. then you'll solve your cash flow problem.
Do you believe that, which one of these books helps the one you just mentioned, helps the CEO understand the relationship between days payable and days receivable?
In the CEO's Guide to Cash Flow.
Folks, if you learn that relationship, the moment that somebody or you do the math on what I just said, and you realize that you're paying people in 15 days and you're collecting, your average collection is 30 days, and you don't have the money for that 15 days difference, that's when you realize what's going on, don't you?
That's what causes, what does the Chamber of Commerce say, 80% of businesses fail in five years?
Yep.
That's the reason.
That's exactly
it's called
right.
Working capital.
Not because they didn't have a good product, right?
Right. Or a good price and a good team. They just didn't get paid. The faster they grew, the more working capital requirements they had, and they grew themselves out of
business. They succeeded themselves out of business.
And the other big thing that I've always been surprised at, is business owners who don't get the billing out the door. The other thing is the ones who don't do the collections right, meaning the first – I got to be an Inc. 500 speaker for a couple of years, and I did this presentation that I researched the Fortune 1000 companies' best practices and how do you apply that to small business, and that's what's in the ebook. That they best practice companies, they don't wait till 30 days when the bill is past due to make the first phone call to a client. They call the client before they start to do the work, and their accounting department calls up and says, "Hi, This is Kyle. I'm the accounting department for Chief Outsiders, and this is what we do for our clients. You just signed a proposal with us, and we're about to get started. So I wanted to talk to you. My job is to help make it easy for you to understand the financial terms of our contract. And I want to understand how do you pay bills? Mm-hmm. Who has to approve our bill? What kind of supporting materials do I need to attach
that
to
way
the bill?
And this is done early, so you don't wait till you need the money to learn all this stuff. Hey, Steve, I'm out of time. I need your website again, please.
www.growthforce.com.
Can they find all the books there, all the CEO guides there?
There's a tab called Resources. If you click on Resources, you get it all for free.
Check it all out there, folks. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for inviting me.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.